firefighting is a huge brotherhood. I can go anywhere in the country and go into a firehouse and be welcomed with open arms just because I'm a fireman. Steve Martin. I'm the captain on the truck here at Station 7. I was at home. I was off duty. My father was dying of cancer. And the day before 9/11, he died at noon. So that morning I woke up with my dad's death on my mind, thinking about all the things. I sat down in a chair to watch anything, and I saw the second plane hit the second tower. It was unique to me because knowing my father was dying, he was a soldier. I had talked to him a little earlier about living forever because we knew he was dying. And he said, a guy can't live forever because he can't take the changes in the world. And ironically, I was thinking about that thought when I saw the world change the next morning. So I thought, well, he's not. He didn't see this one. So that was kind of good. But then, of course, I came to work. And being a fireman, you have that whole aspect of it. You know, you're losing that many brothers. And some of those people we knew, we'd been to classes all over the country. Some of those firemen that died in those towers were the teachers. We do the same thing they do. We go downtown on alarms and fires, and we go up high-rise buildings. We walk the stairs carrying a hose. And when we saw those pictures, those guys doing the exact same thing that we do day in and day out, and then knowing that, you know, they died doing it, it was strange. So the next time we're going up a stairway, you think about that, you know.
23, vehicle versus bicycle, blue, and state street, message King 27.
My name is Robert Lynn.
I started firefighting 22 years ago. I've been on with Boise City for 11. I'm senior firefighter or driver on engine 12. I was at my mom's house in Portland, and I happened to fall asleep the night before watching TV, and I was watching CNN. I woke up, saw the towers on fire, or the first tower on fire. It took me a while to kind of gather my senses and figure out what's going on. Just continued to watch, and between everything, I ended up watching TV for 11 hours. You know, we had a lot of brothers in there, brother firefighters, and didn't know how many. Knew there was a lot of civilians in there. Just tried to take in the magnitude of the whole thing. 10 years later, just reflect on 9/11 and the things that we've learned, the lessons that we've learned, and, you know, just that brotherhood that we have and the willingness to make a sacrifice for our brother through thick and thin, no matter what.
Brent Matthews. Normally, I am an engine driver on Engine 7. Today, I'm acting captain on Engine 7. I was just getting on duty at a fire station in Salt Lake, and I remember walking into the day room. The guys that were just getting off shift were already watching the first tower burning, and it was kind of a crazy day from then on out because seemed like everybody in our district thought a terrorist was also attacking their neighborhood. It was just kind of a long day. We, in between calls, we'd come back and get updated on what was happening. And we all knew when we got back and watched the replay of the towers falling, we knew that there would be substantial loss of life, especially with firefighters. We knew that it was protocol to set up command posts in the lobby of the building that is on fire, so there would be numerous firefighters. We had no idea there would be 343, all said and done. But it was a sombering day, and it's still fresh in the memory of all of us. Each apparatus has a sticker on it that says we remember the 343. Rest in peace. It's an emblem that we have on our engines and trucks, and it's just one of those things that's always fresh in our mind. It's just kind of another year and another chance for us to remember our fallen brothers.